Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Two men bound over on felony charges after alleged pistol-whipping assault in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Two men are facing felony charges following an early April assault that left a 29-year-old man hospitalized. According to the Gillette News Record, Circuit Court Judge Greg Stewart found probable cause to bind over 21-year-old Colin Worley to district court on three counts of aggravated assault, along with misdemeanor charges of battery and interference. His co-defendant, Jeremy Storm, is charged with two counts of aggravated assault and interference, with a preliminary hearing scheduled for June 12th. According to court documents, the incident happened April 2nd at an apartment on Box Elder Road, where police responded to reports of a fight and found a man bleeding from the head. Investigators say the victim had been at Lakeside Liquors before going to the apartment with two women. The situation escalated when Storm and Worley allegedly arrived angry over relationship issues. The victim told police he stepped into the hallway to prevent a confrontation, but was punched by Storm. A second man who tried to intervene was also assaulted. Authorities say Worley then pulled a handgun, pointed it at one of the men, and struck him multiple times in the head with it. A 911 call captured the victim saying he had been pistol whipped. The injured man suffered a broken nose, a split ear requiring stitches, and head injuries, and was transported to the hospital. Police later executed a search warrant at a residence on Emerson Avenue, where Worley and Storm were found along with multiple firearms. Investigators also reported finding blood on a handgun and clothing that appeared to have been cleaned or burned. Worley's bond is set at $100,000, while Storm's bond is set at $75,000. Both cases now move forward to district court. Wyoming GOP approves bylaw changes expanding candidate vetting. Campbell County leaders raise concerns. Wyoming Republicans have approved major changes to party bylaws that expand how candidates are vetted and endorsed ahead of primary elections, a move expected to spark legal challenges. According to WyoFile, the changes, adopted at the state GOP convention last week, create a formal process allowing the party to evaluate, endorse, and financially support candidates before voters head to the polls, something current state law restricts. Under the new system, candidates will be reviewed based on their commitment to the party platform, including positions on private property rights, religious freedom, and what the party defines as family values. The process will also examine the candidate's loyalty to party principles, legal eligibility to hold office, and for incumbents, their voting record. Supporters say the changes strengthen the party's ability to define its message and back candidates who align with its priorities. Opponents warn it could lead to legal battles and blur the role between party influence and the state-run primary system. During committee discussions, Campbell County Commissioner and former state lawmaker Scott Clem raised concerns about how the changes would work in practice. Clem said that while he's not necessarily opposed, the proposal raises important questions about how a private political party operates within a system governed by state law. He also questioned whether the changes could lead to a shift away from the current primary system, potentially requiring the party to fund its own process. Party Chairman Brian Miller said legal challenges are expected, but emphasized the party's prepared, noting efforts are already underway to pursue a court case. The bylaw changes come ahead of a major election year in Wyoming, with races for governor, secretary of state, both congressional seats, and much of the state legislature on the ballot. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.